This holiday season, give the gift that everyone actually wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. From USDA-certified very tender filet mignons and perfectly aged ribeyes, to juicy burgers and gourmet sides and desserts that make every meal unforgettable, Omaha Steaks brings steakhouse quality flavor straight to your doorstep. Whether you're gifting family across the country or filling your own freezer, every box arrives perfectly packaged and guaranteed to impress. Because nothing says I love you most like a gift of Omaha Steaks. Skip the malls and the guessing. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. That's omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, this deal won't last. Omaha Steaks, delivering joy since 1917. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Today we're going to learn one lesson. You may not need this lesson at this moment in your life, but there will come a time where you need to hear this lesson. 1 Samuel 30 verse 4. So David and the troops with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no strength left to weep. The scenario is that David and his troops are returning back to Ziklag from a fight, only to find out that their families have been taken and there is a bigger battle to come. And this situation is so relatable to each and every one of you in the room today. Life is a fight, and every single one of you is in the middle of a fight, fighting to get the bills paid, fighting to finish school, fighting to keep your marriage away from divorce, fighting to go to work, fighting to get a promotion, fighting traffic, fighting to raise those kids, fighting to even come home at times, fighting for your health. And what you and I both know about life is that life does not fight fair. When you're in the middle of fighting for your health, boom, your car breaks down and there's another bill. Life is a fight. This is where David is in his life. He's in the middle of battle after battle after battle. And at this point, David's men had turned against him and were ready to stone him. He was at the brink of giving up. And many of you today are at the point where you're about to give up, standing on the edge of failure, where hell has thrown the kitchen sink at you, and life has drained you of your resources, and where people that promised you they will always be there have left, at the point where David was, many of you are today. At this point, what did David do? David encouraged himself. His wife wasn't there, his children wasn't there, his commanders and his generals had left him, but David encouraged himself. At a point in your life, you will have to encourage yourself. Your mama won't be able to do it. Your daddy won't be able to do it. Your pastor won't be able to do it. You will have to stand as an individual and talk to yourself. I am a child of God. I will get through this. This will not stop me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Nowhere in the Bible does it encourage giving up. Everyone around David had given up. And people around you will give up. You need to have the understanding that they're not built like you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When the going gets tough, the child of God gets going. When the odds are stacked against you, when hell is coming in for the kill, when retreat looks like the only option, when it looks like there's no way you'll be able to win, when your back is against the wall, encourage yourself. Because at this moment, that's when the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob moves into action. His strength is made perfect in weakness. At the point you're about to give up, at the point where you are tired, that's when the Lord's strength comes into play. David encouraged himself. David was not eaten up by the spirit of pride, where he encouraged himself in his own ability. He had the understanding and the grounding to know where his source of power was coming from, and encouraged himself in that area. The scripture says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now the problem with you and me is we spend our time beating ourselves up about past mistakes, past bad decisions, past defeats and failures, rather than encouraging ourselves in the Lord we serve. Next time you're in this situation, You need to remind yourself and the battle you are facing who you serve. Remind yourself, Exodus 14, verse 14, the Lord shall fight for me, and I shall hold my peace. Remind yourself, Deuteronomy 3, 22, I shall not fear them, for the Lord my God, he shall fight for me. Remind yourself, the Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. Whom shall I fear? Remind yourself, Romans 8, 37, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Remind yourself, Ephesians 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Remind yourself, Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Here is what I believe is the major problem in your life and in my life. And it is summed up by the Lord Jesus Christ in a simple sentence. Matthew 22, verse 29. Jesus replied to them, your mistake is that you do not know scriptures and you do not know the power of God. That is the foundational problem in our lives. We do not know scripture enough. Life can be unpredictable. And this is one of the many reasons why we should have certain Bible verses memorized in our hearts. Because in some situations, you won't have the opportunity to open up the Bible. An adverse situation could arise while you're at work, and you may not have the time to stop and to open your Bible. But if you have Isaiah 54 memorized, you can whisper to yourself, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Speak the word into the situations in your life. Speak the word of God into situations in your life. Memorize scripture that help you through situations that you are going through. Not only memorize the scripture, but encourage yourself with it. If you wake up in the morning, knowing today is going to be a difficult day, encourage yourself in the morning. Whilst you're in the shower, talk to yourself. Declare Deuteronomy 33, 25 over your day. As thy days are, so shall thy strength be. The harder the day, the greater the strength God is going to give me. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger the strength God will give me to overcome it. If you're fighting an illness in your life, remind yourself Psalms 118 verse 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. This is not the end for me. My story is not finished. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Stop relying on other people to pick you up. This is the harsh reality for some of you. The truth is, most people don't care about your situation. Help is not on the way in terms of human help. People can and will turn on you like the wind. People turned on David, and he was a king. David was a king. The women used to sing and dance about him. Yet they turned on him. And you think you are exempt of such treatment. People will turn away from you during tough times. But you have a God who wants you to encourage yourself. That's why the Bible says, be strong in the Lord, not in yourself, but in the Lord.
Your house, excuse me, your body is the house of your spirit, your human spirit. But somebody else lives in your house. It is not a single occupancy house. What does that mean? Somebody else lives in here besides me. Who, pray tell, is in there with you? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Oh, friend, what a statement. That means no matter what comes against you out here, the one who's in you is stronger, bigger, wiser, greater. Oh, it'll help you immensely at times when you feel weak to just lay your hands on yourself and say, greater, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. The greater one is in me and the greater one lives big in me. Somebody needs to say that. He is Jesus, is the author and the finisher of our faith, and he is the apostle and the high priest of our confession of what we say. He works with what we say. God is a spirit, a speaking spirit, and he creates with his words. And you and I are made in his likeness and image, and we're supposed to imitate him as dear children and speak like he speaks and release faith like he releases.
Take a look back through your life. All the hell that you've been through, all the heartbreak that you've been through, all the fake friends, the fake relatives, when people talked about you, all the hurdles you've overcome, all the challenges you faced, he was with you. He hasn't taken you this far to leave you in this situation. God is for you. He has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. He has a future and a hope for you. This is not the end. Regardless of the situation you are going through, this is not the end. And number two, Psalm 30 verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. This might be the time for you to cry, but believe me, you will get through this. You will get through this. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.